It's 8:43 from 107.5 Today FM. Jamie Spring, good morning. Welcome to our studio.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. I appreciate you coming in today. We've been hearing about all the good things you've been doing in hockey, but we haven't got to chat with you and our audience get to hear you. So you're back from Calgary. First of all, how did it go at the camp you were at?
It was a really cool experience. Really cool getting a chance to skate with the best girls in Canada my age.
So. Right. And that age is U18, is that correct?
Yeah, U18.
Can you tell us, how did you get to that level? Who you've played with along the way? Maybe some of the girls that you've grown up with and everything? Just so our audience can know how you've got to where you're at this time then.
Well, everyone knows there's lots of great hockey players coming out of Cranbrook, so just kind of like looking up to them and being inspired to be at my best and be another great hockey player from Cranbrook. So.
Is it hard to stay focused all the time? Like when you get to that level, you really can't let off on your training or anything, can you?
Well, doing something you love and you would rather do than do anything else, it just comes naturally.
There's so much goes into training now, though. What works best off ice for you? Like, do you do a lot of wind sprints? Just how somebody at your level trains to go to that level then?
It's definitely dedication to training 5 days a week and putting the work in, but it's worth it when you go to these camps and you do great in fitness testing and you just feel confident when you get there.
So what goes into a day for you then? If you're preparing for an on-ice session, like do you run in the morning, ride your bike? Just what goes into Jamie Spring's life to get ready for any kind of session then?
Well, I usually go for a long walk in the morning to get some fresh air, and then of course I'll do like an off-ice warm-up before I go on just to get prepared.
Right. And that's pretty much your routine then.
Yeah.
Is it hard to enjoy other things in life? You're saying that you're focused because you love hockey. What else do you like to do?
I guess I like other sports and I do some with my brothers. I play basketball with them and go do fun things.
You probably don't have time to do that though, do you?
No, hockey is my life and everything I do is dedicated to playing hockey. So.
What did it look like? Can you try and describe what it was like? You get into Calgary, there's the best hockey players in the country. I believe there was 43, if I have that right. 46, close. Yeah, and in the U18 level on that one. What did it look like when you went in and what you had to get your mind, how did you get your mind thinking to get into it then?
Well, when I got in there, I was one of the youngest there, so at first, I felt a little intimidated by all of the older girls until I got on the ice and I just realized, like, I'm meant to be here. Like, this is my time.
Did it bring your game up a level? Because sometimes when you're around better players, you start to play better, or sometimes it can work the other way, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had your mind right when you went in there.
100%. Being with the best girls in Canada definitely helped me a lot. And, like, since they're better, it made me better, too.
I see. Who was, I don't know, on the coaching staff or who worked with you there that really helped you out a lot while you were there then?
We had everyone. We had trainers, a lot of coaches, people who just came with us to support us throughout our journey. Like anyone you could ever think of were there supporting us.
So you evaluate yourself because any player does do a lot of self-evaluation. Coming out of the camp, what are the things that you're happy with? And what are the things that you know that you've got to work on to play at that level then?
I think going into camp, we had a lot of things given to us to help us prepare. We had like notebooks given to us and pens, papers to when we go to our meetings. And I think something I learned that I'm going to take to camp next year is coming to those meetings prepared and ready to learn and engage and write down little notes and stuff. I think I learned from the older girls. They were always there prepared, sitting at the front, asking questions. And I think I should take that on and do that more next year.
So what else do you want to bring to your game? More speed, more strength. What do you think you have to work on to be at your tip top then?
I think I need to work on shooting the puck a little bit more. At a higher level, it's harder to get shots off to the net and score. So I think if I'm someone who can get shots through and score goals, I think it'll be really big for me.
Were they putting you in multi positions or not?
No, I was just sticking to playing defense. I played both sides and it was cool playing with all the different girls on my team. So
who was your defense partner then? Did you get the same one all the time or are you rotating in, I guess?
It was different every game. The coach just told us, was like, okay, well, you're playing with this person today and next period you're going to play with this person. I was like, oh, okay.
What happens between now and then? Because I thought maybe when it was over, they would tell you after the evaluation camp. So they'll roster, out of the 46, they'll roster 21, 22?
They're going to have the full team picked in November. They want to watch the girls in the regular season and see how they're doing. And the World Championships aren't for a while, so they're going to take some time and make sure they have the best team.
Oh, no. So, is that nerve-wracking for you then? You got to wait or not?
I mean, I kind of wish they'd pick the team, but it's also a good chance for them to watch me a bit more and see what I can really do.
Oh, I see. Good. So that means every time you're on the ice, there's going to be a scout there.
100%. Yeah. Every time, even like practicing, I always have to be at my best. And I need to think that they're watching me every time.
Oh, gee. Good luck with what you're doing, and whether you get on that team or not, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
Can we bring your dad on now? Do you mind?
Of course.
We'll just give him a chance to take a seat. I have a seat, Corey. That's fine. Very good. Corey, did you get a chance to get away? I know with everything going on over at Honda, you probably had a lot going on here. Did you get a chance to check out the camp yourself?
Yeah, sorry. I did go down to Calgary and caught some of the games and a few of the practices, so I was very impressed with the camp they put on, the professionalism. They had the girls dialed in, and it was high energy for sure.
You watch your daughter each and every day. I mean, you live with her each and every day, and you can probably sense if something's going right or wrong. But what was your overall take on it then?
I know her pretty good for sure. She was definitely nervous at the start, but a couple skates, and like she just said, it was sort of natural to her just to get out there and play. And once she got the nerves out of the way, she played great. She played with lots of energy, was confident out there. So, yeah, I was proud of her.
Are you allowed to interact that much, or did they try and keep the parents away from the kids during the camp then?
Yeah, I didn't get to see her at all. She was in the bubble with the group of girls, and she had a roommate. They stayed at their own hotel close to Canada Olympic Park there. And so I texted with her a little bit and chatted on the phone a couple of times, but that was about it.
Not wasn't just because of COVID either. I'm sure that's for performance as well.
Yeah, they want the girls just to focus on what they're doing and no distractions. Lots of meetings, lots of self-improvement type scenarios that they went into with some professionals, mental strength coaches and everything. So they threw everything at them, and she loved every minute of it.
The last time we had you in studio, you were talking about how much you enjoyed coaching. I mean, you've coached minor hockey a lot, but coaching the female game, you like the energy and the intensity, don't you?
Yeah, I had a chance with one of the spring teams Jamie played on out of Alberta. I was assistant coach on the bench, and lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm. The girls just seem to really love playing the game just to play too. So she's played at some competitive levels, but I really think the passion for the game with the females is fantastic.
Hockey to business, Honda, lots going on there. You've got renovations in motion, don't you?
We do, yeah. Dennis, we're in phase 3 right now, so we completely renovated our service department. Then we renovated a building out on the strip next to Mr. Mike's that's just about done. The interior's all done, so what we've had to do is move our sales staff and all of our vehicles out onto the strip, and now they're doing phase 3, which is all the sales offices and the showroom at the Honda building. That'll be 2 to 3 months, so we'll be out on the strip with all our cars. We're having a summer sale out there right now, so good selection of used, and yeah, we're right in the middle of renos, but it's business as usual.
Is that going to mean that there's two different entryways to get into Cranbrook Honda then after that?
Yeah, so our service, you still enter on Victoria Avenue or on Kootenay Street by Fast Gas there, so you can just come in. There's a lot more parking than usual because all our cars are out on the strip, and if you're looking for sales, you can come out to the strip and just turn in between Mr. Mike's and Hyundai. Our sales staff are located there, but it is all the same phone number. Our reception will answer at either building and direct you from there.
Gee, all this going on, and really this is the time of the year when the new models come in. I guess we're looking at 2022, and I haven't even been by to look, but are the new ones rolling in now?
They're rolling in, yeah. We have quite a few 22 Civics that are landing. We probably won't see CRV and Pilot and Ridgeline until the fall here, but yeah, they're starting to produce the 22s, so they're on their way.
Very good, thank you. And business is good then with Honda, even with all this going on, your regular customers coming back?
Yeah, we're busier than ever, to be honest, Dennis. Our service is steady, and we've really ramped up our used business during COVID because new supply was down a little bit, but that's catching up now, and yeah, we're doing well.
Very good. Can I ask you one more question before we go?
Sure.
And thank you, Jamie, for coming in today, and Corey. you're involved in the giant pumpkin growing contest with Top Crop. And a lot of people don't like to let out the secrets, but how is yours growing at this time?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been interesting to say the least. We started the pumpkin growing in our living room. It moved to our kitchen table. It overtook the entire kitchen table, and then my wife said, this thing has to go. So we took it outside, planted it at my brother's house up Jim Smith, and it's doing okay. We've been fighting off the gophers and the deer and, the critters up there, but I think it's coming along. Surprisingly, we've got a little pumpkin growing now, so I don't know where we're going to end up at all, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we've been hearing some rumors coming in from the Niedermeyer pumpkin patch that we won't let out of the bag. Thanks for coming in today.
Okay, thanks, Dennis.
Spring Honda, Jamie Spring playing hockey at a national level, or getting there anyway.